glad to have here the family of Iweze. So because yesterday was the wedding of our sister, beloved sister, Rejoice.
We are two families today.
Yes,
the family of Iweze, yes, and the family of Tayo.
Yes, sir. Yes. The family of Iweze and family of Tayo. And the family of Tayo is the newest family,
yes,
we had yesterday here. So now let's start from mommy. Mommy, how do you feel about the new family born yesterday here in church? What's your opinion? How do you feel? What do you have to say about the new family born yesterday?
All I have to say is to God be the glory.
Amen.
And so happy, excited. I know that God is glorified.
Amen.
May He continue to be glorified in that.
Amen. Okay, so now let's now go to our sister Rejoice, the chief celebrant, the person that gathered us here yesterday. And this morning, you came for Thanksgiving. You didn't defeat to come for Thanksgiving, and we are glad to have you. So now, talk to us. How do you feel becoming a wife, this wonderful young man, your husband? How do you feel now? You can decide on Cinderella.
So happy. I give God all the glory that everything went well, and I'm just so excited because only God can perform a miracle of making two people to be one. So to God alone be all the glory, and I believe and trust God that what will happen from now on is going to be testimonies upon testimonies upon testimonies in the name of Jesus.
I will get to know, man. Okay, now let's move to the husband man. So, sir, Mr. Tayo, now you are married to our wonderful sister Rejoice.
But there's one thing I please before that.
Okay.
Bishop kept on calling me
Pastor.
Pastor. No, Bishop is Tayo.
Okay.
That is so. I don't say that.
Daddy, let's agree with the bishop because he's a prophet and he's our father too.
Yes, yes.
So, Pastor Tayo, now, being the husband man to our wonderful sister Rejoice Iweze, precious gift from God, how do you feel? How do you accept that and respond to our daddy's new baptismal name to you or calling? So let's look at that.
I actually feel good.
I know.
Let's hear you answer.
I feel very excited.
Okay.
I thank God for the success of everything. And I thank God for my wife.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I thank God for the support from my family too. Glory be to God. And about the baptism,
the pastor.
Well, I won't say anything about that. I did not my comment.
You must say something because daddy, yes, like begets like, of course.
And since,
so now your father is a pastor, that's what I heard.
Since Bishop came to know him,
you see,
even when privately he met Bishop, Bishop kept on addressing him,
Pastor. Okay. Pastor, what will happen is if you run away from him today, I think that an adage that the water that is in the what is in the mortar remains for the dog. So I don't know. Whenever you want to respond, God will help you and give you grace. I know that our father is not making a mistake by calling you a pastor. Amen. So that,
yeah,
the husband man himself, please tell us how you feel about the whole
thing. Without missing word, you can notice it on my face. You don't keep what you don't eat.
Mm-hmm.
Whatsoever you know that you don't eat, you give it out. But you make sure you give that to a reliable somebody who knows what. Because the Bible says that if you give dog something that you value, that dog will mess it up. So I thank God that this precious gift called Rejoice, we have let her go to a hand that we know is a safe hand. Because he is a child of God, the mother is a child of God, the father is a child of God. So I have every confidence that Rejoice is in a safe hand. Is that okay? So I'm very happy. I'm very happy. I'm very, very. There are people that have children like this. They are still believing God for marriage. The first one has gone. The second one has gone. And very soon, you know what I'm talking about.
Yes,
so
sir.
I'm very, very happy.
Yes, sir.
Very, very happy.
So, Daddy, thank you so much for that. Thank you so much for that. And let's go back to Rejoice. Sister Rejoice, What do you have to say to and your prayer and your advice to the single sister that are yet to do what you just did yesterday? So a word from you.
Bible says they that wait on the Lord. So there is a season of waiting, and then you know what comes after waiting. And the perfect example is the rain. When the cloud is full, when the cloud is
filled,
just rain. So your season of waiting, you just have to know that God is up to something. And I always tell people, when God comes late, he becomes the latest. So all you need to do is patiently wait on the Lord, and then watch the next step or the next phase that God will take you. It's going to be mind-blowing. So all you need to do is wait and trust God and know that he can't and will never lead you to ditch. Rather, he will lead you to your place of rest.
Amen. At the same time, people say when you are prophesying to somebody in a distance and eventually you see the person, you begin to talk to that person direct. This our pastor here is a chronic bachelor. He's a good man, he's a young man full of strength, a vibrant man. Even the cast, the money we're talking about, he has it. So I want you to also pray for him, so that by this time next year, it will run over.
Amen. He won't be up to that next year.
Talk to him.
Okay.
Pray for him.
I think sister is there already. Yeah, I think very soon.
Oh,
you call us for the celebration.
Okay.
Yeah, amen.
Okay, thank you so much. Amen. Amen. So, mommy, the mother, you know, there's a kind of prayer. There's a prayer I wanted to pray for the single sister. You know, this is it. You know,
just
I know I'm a bachelor.
In 10 seconds.
Yes. So, mommy, please, few words of prayer for the single sisters, because this thing holds sway a lot for the sisters. More. So, please pray for them.
Yes. Okay. Bible said that two is better than one. My prayer for them is that everyone, God has a spouse for every sister. For everyone, God has kept someone for them. I pray that none of them shall miss their mates.
Amen.
The Bible said. And Bible speaking, it says, one shall chase one person, while two shall put them down to flight.
What a
I
great
pray
difference.
That God of heaven, in this very year, we cause harvest of marriages.
Amen.
In the
Amen.
Life of our singles.
Amen.
And come next year, he shall double it.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And
Amen.
The prayer, if by the grace of God, if they are still here in Nigeria by this time next year, they are going to come back here bringing in their ships. They are coming here
Hallelujah.
With their baby.
Amen.
For Thanksgiving.
Amen.
If they're over there, we meet them there for Thanksgiving.
Yes, sir.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Go in this your strength.
Amen.
Go and bring after your kind.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Thank you very much. Yeah.
The Lord is your
strength.
This is our Father in the Lord. I think many of us know him. Apostle from Lazarus Chukwuma. But you better know him as Voice of the Cross. That beautiful voice I've been hearing in 70s when I was a little boy. That is it today. What a privilege. And we are among those that grace this occasion to show you the importance of this marriage. They came all the way from a wedding. Praise God. We are happy. We are glad to have you, Daddy. Please, Daddy, in one second, please, I want you to pray for them. 1 second. Pray for them. Pray for them. In 1 second.
Hello, everyone. Watch. You are tapping grace. You are tapping anointing. You are tapping God's breakthrough and success. Father, we thank you for this marriage. Wish all the blessings that go with marriage follow them.
Amen.
Nothing shall be withheld from them.
Amen.
In the name of the Father,
Amen.
And of the Son,
Amen.
And of the Holy Spirit,
Amen.
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 You guys are victorious.
Amen. Thank you very much.
I'm not going to mommy, sir.
No problem.
Okay.
I'm
going to go. I'm going to go.